touches water, the water should become tummy. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma mashkin, madach water. Uma mashkin, haboye machmas kli. Madach water, that's inside the kli cheres. So it's saying now when the kli cheres becomes tummy, the kli cheres is matama the mashkin. Is matame mashkin. Habezoyim, and is matamin the keli, is matama this water. Habezoyim, it's a kal v'chomer. That mashkin haboye machmas sheretz. If you have water that became tame because of a sheretz, which is a bigger koyach of tumah than a keli, because the sheretz is nava tumah. The keli we're talking about now is, you have an earthly keli here, that a sheretz came inside the ear of the avra of the kli, so the kli became tame. Now madach, this kli that's tame now from the sheretz, when it touches water, the water becomes tame. So pshita, the sheretz itself, if it goes directly and touches water, pshita, the water should become tame. So it's a kal v'chomer that a sheretz could be matam of water. So tomorrow, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma mashkin haboy machmas kli matamim. Mashkin haboy machmas sheretz lekoshchein. Avada navada water that's tummy from, that if a sheretz touches the water, avada the water should become tummy. So the kasher is now, you have a case that water is tummy because of a sheretz. So now, why don't we say when this water touches a keli, it should be matam of the keli. Hey, you can't learn that like before. Before we said, if the water only becomes tummy from a kli, we understand. Since the kli itself can't be matam another keli, because one object can't be matam the same object, so therefore the water that came from the keli can't be matam another keli. But here we're talking about now, we have a case that the water became tummy because of a sheretz. Now a sheretz itself, if it touches the keli, it is matam of the keli. So who I did this water should also be able to be matam of the keli. And with the Gemara on here, we have a klal, da yolove min adin lias kenodin. Anytime you learn out from a kal v'chomer, you're learning out one din from another din, it can't be bigger than the din you learned it out from. So you want to tell me now, how do we know if a sheretz touches water, the water becomes tummy? How do we know that? We only know that from a kal v'chomer, that if a keli touches water, the water becomes tummy, so have a kal v'chomer. This keli is only reaching the tumma. So madoch, the keli has a right to matam of the water. For sure, the sheretz, that's an avatumah, can be matam of the water. So that's the kal v'chomer, that the water is tameh from a sheretz. But if you're learning it out from a keli, it can't be better off than the keli is. The keli itself was saying now, if the keli was matam of the mashker cannot be matam of another keli. So who are there now? When this water became tameh from a sheretz, if it's only from a kal v'chomer, there's a svar from dayin. We can't learn out more dinim than it has from the place you're learning it out from. And if you're learning it out from the case where the water became tummy from a keli, so just like when the water becomes tummy from a keli, we're saying now this water cannot be matama other kelim, who are then when the water became tummy from a sheretz, it also cannot be matama other kelim. Therefore, it's good, Rabbi Yossi, that water that's tummy cannot be matama kelim. So therefore, when the Yosi dashes the word Yitma that says this water is tameh and it's even matama something else, the pshat that's matama something else means it's matama ichlim. That's all. Again, because other mashka can be matama, because mashka can be matama mashka. A keli can be matama because you're learning out the olden tumma from a keli, and the keli also can be matama another keli. Therefore, this water cannot be matama another keli. So the only thing this water could be matama is only ichlim. So the more now, Yitma Dereisha Hechi Dorish. What does Rabbi Yossi do with the word Yitma Dereisha? The word Yitma from the beginning of the Pasuk. Said Rashi Yitma Dereisha, Kabi Oichel, Hechi Dorish for Rabbi Kiva. Now let's give the Kasha according to Rabbi Kiva. How does Rabbi Kiva dash in the Dereisha when it says Oichel? The Pasuk says, Bekol Kli Cheres, any earthly Keli, Ashi Yipo Mier Meltecha, Kol Asher Meltecha Yitma, anything, any food inside it, it's makabel tuma, and it can be matama something else also. So what does it do with that word yitma? So the mara mikol oichol asher yochol asher yavu olav mayim yitma is yitma. What does that mean? The food that's inside the earthly keli when the sheretz comes inside the kli, so the kli becomes tame, and the kli is matama the food there. Now this food is tame; it can matama something else. What is the matama? Letame asa mashkin. When the food comes out, the food that touches mashkin, it's matama the mashker. Now, You're telling me this food has a koyach to be matama mashke, liquid. Maybe not like that. Maybe when this food comes out of this kli, it can matama another keli maybe. Maybe food, water it can't. But only kelim it could. So the Gemara marked the kal v'choyma. For this they have a kal v'choyma. Uma mashke, madach water itself, she matama oichol. If water that's tamei could be matama food. And then we're also saying, though, ain't a matama keli, but water that's tamei could not be matama kelim, like we had before, because we learned it out from the din of a keli, and a keli can't be matama another keli, who are din the water that's tamei from a keli, could also not be matama keli. Obviously, oichol, if you have food, she ain't a matama oichol. Food, if it touches another food, it's not matama the other food. One object cannot be matam of the same object. Obazar luchur ainah din, isn't this the kal v'chomer shloyit makelim keli that avada food if it touches other kelim it should not be matam of kelim. So therefore, that's what the pasuk says yitma, that when the food that's in the kli cheres does become tamei, and not only is it tamei because it could be matam of something else. What else could it be matama? It can't be matama kelim, but that's the only be matama mashkim. That's the halacha. That food, if this bread is tamei, it could make mashkim also tamei. So the maro mani mekayim yitma. So what are you telling me now? That what's the pshat this pasuk yitma? That the food inside the kli cheres is tamei. That it could even be matama something else. What does that mean? It means latama yasa mashkim. It could be matama other liquid. Why? Sheina lulin mekabu tuma. Because there's a new svara, liquid is always very easy to makabel tumah. But we'll soon see what the svara we had before was. Because liquid doesn't need a hechsh makabel tumah. Only food, you have to first be machshir with makabel tumah. But water doesn't need any hechsher. Water, the way it is. If a sheris touches water, the water becomes tumah. So water is alulin and it's easy to makabel tumah. So that's the svara why we say, when this food that's tumah, if it touches water, water becomes tumah. For a touch as a keli doesn't become tummy. For the Gemara, what do you have to have this svara for? Ma'ira mashkin, mishum dialulun lekabel tumah. Why do you have to tell me a new reasoning? That why, you know why this food that's tummy, when it touches something else, it's metamorit. What? Only liquid. And why liquid? Because liquid is very easy to mekabel tumah. What do I need this svara for? Typically, even without that svara, I would learn. Typically, let's learn out like this. Mishum delekem idiachrini. Because there's nothing else that this food could be metamam. We have a pasuk now saying this food inside the kli cheres. When the food becomes tamei, it could also be metamam something else. Now, what's this something else that could be metamam? Other food it can't be because one object can't be metamam another object. A keli it can't be metamam, we just said a svarim. Because a food can't be metamam kavu chayma from a kli. Madach a kli can't be metamam another keli. Avada the food cannot be metamam another keli. So what are we left with? What's the only thing that could be matama? Only mashkim. More liquid. So why do you have to tell me a new reasoning? The reason why it's matama the mashkin is because mashkin is olul, is easy to makabel tumah. Even without that svara, I would know that the food now could only be matama mashkim and nothing else. There's nothing else for it to be matama. So the Gemara, no. Hochikoma. This is what he meant to say. The chitema, maybe you could say like this. Oichel chomur de matama mashkin. You wanted to say that food cannot be matama keli, because we're learning out food from a keli. I'll tell you maybe no. I'll tell you maybe food is more chomer than a keli. Oichel chomer. I'll tell you oichel food is more chomer than a keli. Why the matama mashkin? Because that's this pasuk now, that's saying when the food is inside the kli cheres, the food is tamei, it can even be matama mashkin. So we see food is so chomer that it can be matama mashkin. Of a zoy nitmo le kli. Maybe who are din food should also be allowed to be matama kelim. What are you telling me now that kelim? Kelim is more chomer because the keli can be matama another keli. No. I have a raya now that a doichel maybe could be matama mashkin. The matama mashkin, who are din can matama keli? So maybe food is even more chomer than a keli. Maybe food could be matama. So tomorrow, no, this is what he meant to say. Ha'hu churma de mashkin hu. The reason why when food touches mashkin, it's not the pshat that it's a raya of food is such a chomadika tumah, but it's just a raya that mashkin is very easy to makabotumah. Mishum de mashkin alum makabel tumo. Because the svar is mashkin is very easy to makabel tumo. Since mashkin is easy to makabel tumo, that's why the food could be matama mashkin. But you have no right, your food in itself is a chomer, is a very strong tumo. No, food is not so chomer. Therefore, food, shita, cannot be matama keli. Yeah, like we're learning out food after from mashke, from water was. It's just like mashke, that's metam oichol, but it's not metam keli, so oichol, that's not metam another oichol, cannot be metam kelim. So you want to tell me, no, an oichol is much more chomer. You see, an oichol could be metam mashke, even though water can't be metam water, but food could be metam water. So you see, food is more chomer than water, so maybe food could be metam kelim. Teret says, no, food is not more chomer than water. Havada, could be water is more chomer. Aye, how come water can't be metam other mashke and food could be? Because it's a svara that mashke is easy to mekabel tumo. So tomorrow, mahi alilosan, why do we say svara water is easy to mekabel tumo? Why is water so easy? The teretzis shom mekabelin tumo shle the hechsher. Because water, liquid, doesn't need a hechsher to mekabel tumo. Mashenke in a solid food, food needs a hechsher to mekabel tumo. By food, alochmer is anytime you have peris. And before water goes upon the peris, and the sheretz touches it, it's not mekabel tumah. Food is only mekabel tumah if first you have to have water went on top of the peris, so it needs a hechsher. Mashenkein liquid never needs a hechsher. Alright, you can say it's a potch to svar, lechur. Lechur, it's not because liquid doesn't need it, lechur because liquid has it. But maybe no, maybe to be a svar, you'd have to have other tumah, other mashka coming onto this mashka. You have water here. Maybe I'd say this water cannot be mekabel tumah unless other water comes upon it. No, we don't need any other water. Why? Because water is very easy to receive tumah. So that's the reason why when oichel touches mashka, the mashka is tumah because the water is easy to receive the tumah. But not because the oichel is tumah. Therefore, pshita, the food cannot be matama kelim. The food can only be matama mashka. Right. Furthermore now, yitma, we're learning out from the word now yitma. Diein oisek yitzebo. From this word yitma, we're learning out, Kiva is learning out, that oichel cannot be matam oichel, or else a kli cannot be matam a keli, or else mashke cannot be matam a mashke. Is it true that we learned this out from this pasuk? So Rashi explains the kash really is that yitma the neisik yitzebo kleimer. Hashto dashina yitma yitma. We dash in both yitmas. Why the karina betavayu yitma? Why does the pasuk say by both of them yitma? La lam decho miyit. Tell me a little bit miyit, that not to learn out everything. Now what's the miyit? The yain matama ki yitzeboi. That kugoin oichol oichol mashka mashka. And since the pasuk says two words of yitma here, it also teaches us that food cannot be matama food, and water not liquid, and clean not kevi. For the Gemara, we learn enough from this psukim. We have enough for the Gemara mehosam nafka. There's another pasuk that teaches this din. There's a pasuk in Vayikra that says, "V'chiyutan mayim alzera." Whenever water falls upon the seeds, your food, v'nofam and v'losam olav, and then in the vela that's tomei falls upon this food that was already hechsher l'kabel tumah. His first water fell upon the food, so it was machsher, it made this oichel roi to mekabel tumah. And now when the vela fell on the food, it's tamehu. The pasuk says tamehu. This food becomes tameh. Tzadik, who tameh? This food, this zera, this seed, it itself is tameh. V'yein oisa tumah ki yoytze bo. But it cannot be metama something else. What does it mean something else? I was saying oichel could be metama mashke. It could be metama liquid. It means to say this oichel cannot be metama another oichel. So you see, you have another pasuk that tells this yisoid. That even though an oichel food is tameh, it cannot be matam another food. Who are then if a mashke liquid is tameh, it cannot be matam another liquid. That's the yisoid. The same object cannot be matam another object. The same object. So what do we need two psukim for? Now tomorrow's talk is true. We learn that from both psukim, but we need two psukim here. I tell you, chad b'mashke naboy yimach v'sheretz. One is talking about if the water became tameh because the sheretz touched the water. That's the chomadika tumah. Mamish, the Yava Tumah, the sheretz himself went and touched the water. That's one chiddush. That's what? That this water cannot be metam another water. The chad, another pasuk tells me, the mashkin haboyim machmat kli, that the water did not receive tumah from the sheretz itself. The water was inside the kli cheres. And the sheretz now went inside the ear of the kli cheres. So it's saying now it's a double step. That first the kli becomes tumah, the kli is a rishon l'tumah, and now the kli is touching the water becomes a sheni l'tumah. So I need another person to tell me this water, the sheni l'tumah, if it touches other water, it can't be matam other water. So tomorrow tzricha, I need both kedushim. Why? If I would only hear the second chiddush, but I only hear the case that if the water became tumah because it was inside the kli and the kli was matama this water, I would say that water cannot be matama of the water. Mishum de lechamiri, because the water is not a ava rishon tumah, it's not such a chomadik tumah, it wasn't the kabel tumah from a shermet itself, it was only the kabel tumah from another keli. So that's why it's not so chomad to matama of the mashkin. Avo b'mashkin, ha boi machma sheretz. But in the case that water became tummy because the sheretz touched the water itself, the chamiri, then the water is a rishon l'tumah, that's a chomad k'tumah, eima oisa tumah k'yotzeva, maybe ena chanami, this tumah could be metama other mashkim also. So that's what I need a second pasuk for, to tell me even by water that became tummy chomad k'tumah from a sheretz itself, still that the klal, one object cannot be metama the same object. Can't be metama mashka, cannot be metama mashka. What do I need two psukim for? Let the pasuk say clearly the second chiddush that even in the case where the sheretz itself touched the liquid, touched the mashka is mamash rishon l'tumah. Still, this mashkin cannot be matam other mashkin. The chol shchein, and for sure I would know that mashkin aboy machmas kli. That for sure I would know that water that only became tummy because of the kli, that only became tummy because of a rishon l'tumah, that the water is only the shen l'tumah, for sure I would know that this mashkin cannot be matad or the mashkin. So the Gemara answers, enech nami, there's a cloud we could say, milsa the yalsa b'kal v'choyma, even though there's something in the Torah, that really I would know it, even if the Torah did not say it, because I can learn it out from the kal v'choyma, like here, this water, that was makabel tumah from a kli, I know for sure it cannot be matama other mashkin, because it's a kabel chayma. Ma duch, ma just like why the water that was makabel tumah from a sheretz cannot be matama other mashkin, even though that's a strong tumah. It's not mishrishma tumah, so for sure, if the water was only makabel tumah from the keli kin, so really I would know it even though the pasuk doesn't say it, still sometimes we say, torach because of lakro. Still the Torah went ahead and was matriach, means bothered to write it down. Sometimes we say this. There's not a kasha outcome we say, the Torah says something, even though we could learn out from the Kal V'Chaimah. No, it's true. Sometimes we do learn out from the Kal V'Chaimah, but sometimes the Torah extra specially wrote something, even though I would know without it from the Kal V'Chaimah. That's why the Pasuk says two Chidushim here. There are two cases that Mashke is not Matam or the Mashke. Good. Omalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina now we have the kasha to Ravashi. Up until now was saying, that Rabbi Yossi says that water could be metama food, but cannot be metama kelim, goes according to his Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva dashens the word yitma. Here also, Rabbi Yossi dashens the word yitma. That when the Pasuk says the water inside the kli is yitma, it means to say it could be metama something else, what food, and not kelim. So we're saying now, Atkan, that Rabbi Yossi holds like his Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara is the kasha, it's not true. Omar Ravin Ravashi, Vomar Rava. Rava said like this, Loi Rabbi Yossi suffered Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like his Rabbi Kiva. Well, Loi Rabbi Kiva suffered Rabbi Yossi, and not does the Rabbi Kiva hold like Rabbi Yossi. So Rava said neither holds like the other one. So how could you say that Rabbi Yossi is only saying because he holds like his Rabbi? Rava said no, neither of them hold from one to the other. So one does not hold from the other. So how could you say that Tolu Zeb is there? And the Gemara, Omalei answers back is like this, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omro. I tell you, that's what Rabbi Yossi said, that when the water is makabo tumah, it could be metama oichum, if it touches food as makabo tumah, he said it over, the pshat is, that's what my Rabbi Kiva would hold. That's my Rabbi Shita, that's what my Rabbi Kiva holds. Rather just meant to say that Rabbi Yossi himself does not hold like that. So there's no theorem. When Rabbi Yossi said the din is that this mashke, that's makabel tumah, could be matama food, he's saying that Peshitas is Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Why? Because the dash in the pasuk yitma. But if he asks Rabbi Yossi himself, what does he himself hold? That Rava says that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. It's more like this now. He let us really. Omele Rav Ashi Rav Kana. Rav Ashi told Rav Kana, Dishleima Rav Yosi lo sol lo Rav Akiva. Dishleima have a raya to Rava that Rav Yosi does not hold like Rav Akiva. What's the raya? The Tanya, we're going to let this in the Braisa. Omele Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi said, Minai in the Raviyah Bakodesh Uposel. How do I know that such a say that by Kodshim, by Kabonis, that it could even be Ravi Latumah? Means if you have a Shlishi, if the third thing touches now something else, it makes that fourth thing puzzle. It's Mekabotum, it's called a Ravi, that's puzzle. Puzzle means it can't make a Chamishi, a fifth thing, but it itself is Tumah. So Rabbi Yossi said, how do I know this? Because by Truma, we hold it only makes a Shlishi. By Chulin, there's only a Sheni. So Truma has a third Madrega of a Shlishi, and Kodshin has a bigger Madrega of a Ravi. So Rabbi Yossi, how do I know this? So he's Rabbi Yossi, has to answer like this. Rabbi Yossi says, Vadinum. I can learn it out like this. It's a svar like this. Oma mechusik yipurim. Madach a person that's a mechusik yipurim. In other words, let's say you're ledis. Anisha that gave birth. The lacharish, she's tummy. She's tummy. Now the lacharish, goes to the mikvah. Certain tumah goes off. She's called the tful young them. That she's allowed to eat meiser. But she still can't eat truma. And then it comes nighttime harashemish. It comes nighttime harashemish. She's allowed to eat truma even. She's not even called the tful young. But she's still not allowed to eat kachim because she's called the mechusik yipurim. Until the next day comes and she brings a korban, she's called the mechusik yipurim. That means she's missing her korban. So a person that was tomei, it could be a ledis, or it could be a mitzvira, or could be a zav, or could be another tomei, that if they're tomei, they don't become Torah legamri to eat kachim until they bring the korban. That's called the mechusik yipurim. The person went to the mikvah, it already came the night time, most of the tumah went off already, he only can't eat kachim. Now he learns a kabuchem like this. This person that already went to the mikvah and came night time, just he didn't bring his korban yet. Shemut betruma. He's even allowed to eat truma. For nesveg and tosel bekodesh, he's not allowed to eat kachim. That the pasuk says, the mechusik purim, until you bring your korban, you're still called tummy. What are you tummy? You're tummy that you're not allowed to eat a korban. You can't eat the meat from a korban. Of his zay shlishi, she apostle betruma. Of his zay by truma, he has a locha that there is a shlishi in the tumma. There's such a din of shlishi. Is ain't a din, she yas reviya bakredish. So for sure, I learned out from him that there should be reviya bakredish. Hey, madacha mechusik yipurim. He's allowed to eat truma, but he's not allowed to eat kachim. So of his zay, we see there's such a din of a shlishi le truma. That means lost a tful yoin, he's not allowed to eat truma. So this mechusik yipurim, he is allowed to eat truma, but he's not allowed to eat kachim. So see, kachim goes down one more madrega. So pshita kachim, there should be a din of a revi l'tumma. Yeah. So it's a kabuchayna for mechusik yipurim. You see, mechusik yipurim is also by kachim. It's right, there has to be revi by kachim. Because if there wouldn't be revi, why is kachim more chomer than truma? Truma is mutter. It's only yasa for shlishi, not for revi. So why is the mechusik yipurim also by kachim? Alamai, it's right, there's such a thing as a revi by kachim. That was Rabbi Yosi's raya. Now, v'lomadno shlishi b'kodesh min ha-Torah. Now, we learn out midiraisa, there's such a thing as a shlishi b'kodeshim. That means if a sheni touches a shlishi, midiraisa it's tummy, min ha-Torah. Or revi mikal v'chayma. And now, the kal v'chayma, now that it should be revi. Shlishi min ha-Torah, how do I know that by kodeshim, if a sheni l'tumah touches something else that makes it for shlishi midiraisa, the pasuk says, v'ha-bosar ha-sheyiga b'chol tummy. It says, if Bosa Kachim, you have this carbon